WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Federal and state prosecutors are outlining serious charges against the suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack on a group of people supporting Israeli hostages in Gaza. It's being considered a hate crime with attempted murder charges at the state level. And correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us the Trump administration is focusing on the immigration angle as the suspect is here on an expired visa.
President Trump said acts of terrorism like this one will not be tolerated in the United States, and he said this is why we must deport illegal anti-American radicals from our homeland. Trump's deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, added no more hostile migration. Keep them out and send them back.
12 people were injured in the attack by incendiary devices in what Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenbelt calls a normalization of anti-Semitism and attacks.
They're up nearly 900% over the last decade. In five of the past 6 years, we've broken a new record. I think it's a function of anti-Semitism being normalized, anti-Zionism becoming sort of acculturated into the public conversation.
This is the first incoming college class since the Supreme Court ruled colleges and universities cannot consider race as part of their admissions process. Data journalist Grace Manthe looks at a CBS News analysis of college enrollment records.
The schools that did consider race before the ruling, and now they can't, they actually saw a 2 percentage point decrease in underrepresented minority students.
The full impact of the June 2023 ruling may not be known for years. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports a Trump supporter, former Trump supporter, Pamela Hemphill, is refusing to accept the pardon granted to her and more than 1,500 others who were charged in the January 6th storming of the Capitol.
No response from the White House to her announcements. But that said, she gets an awful lot of feedback on social media. An awful lot of vitriol from others who were convicted or pleaded guilty to their January 6 crimes, who accuse her of looking for attention.
New research shows a specific diet can help protect brains against Alzheimer's.
It's called the MIND diet, which stands for Mediterranean-Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay. It combines many elements of the Mediterranean diet and DASH, or dietary approaches to stop hypertension. It emphasizes brain-healthy foods like leafy greens, berries, nuts, and olive oil. Those who closely followed a MIND diet had a 9% lower risk of dementia compared to those with low adherence to the diet. And those who did it for 10 years had a 25% lower risk of dementia.
Correspondent Matt Piper reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a 3-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich. Hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander, Ranger Suarez, in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so. You don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, some showers moving in. Southerly winds gusty, morning lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, some showers and storms, some of the rain locally heavy. Southerly breeze going to the northwest. Will be gusty, highs in the mid-70s, currently 71 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, Jim Santel joins me. We go deep on the conservatives writing in opposition to Donald Trump's tariff terror.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday. Back to work, back to school, at least for some. June 2nd, 2025. That's right. We are into June Dairy Month. Mr. Zommers, how are you?
Also, Pride Month.
Also, Pride Month as
well. I'm doing well. Had a good weekend. Spent some time with my family back in Manitowoc. Fixed my sister's arcade cabinet,
which is
a slot machine. So, yeah, we had that up in the garage and put in $2 and then opened the cabinet and took the $2 out and put them back in.
Well, fantastic. Good for you. If this is any indication of how today's show will go, right before we went on the air, I had one of my headphones on and one off when I was doing something. Zommers comes in the studio and he says something, and I thought, and I looked up, I said, why, what happened? And he said, you didn't hear the news? And I said, I don't know. And he said, Ukraine did a big offensive against Russia. And I started laughing uncontrollably because what did you actually say? Did you hear?
I said, go Ukraine.
That's right. Zommer said, go Ukraine. And what I thought he said was, go you Hugh Grant.
Which, not the same thing.
And I thought, what did Hugh Grant do now? But no, it was go Ukraine.
He was the Russian truck driver. No, he was not.
No, he was not. Some big news over in Ukraine over the weekend. Might get to a little bit of that big offensive there. So, yes, go Ukraine. It was an interesting weekend for me. A busier weekend than I thought it might be, but that's fine. I had a good time throughout the entire week. On Saturday, went to brunch with my friend Chris Andrews from United Wisconsin. Talked about fusion voting. Have some exciting things coming up we'll talk about here in the days and weeks to come with that. And then on Saturday afternoon night, I went down to the beautiful city of Monroe, Wisconsin, in Greene County, and met up with my friends Kurt and Florcy, and also Rob Wheat and Sean Holly, who was in town. And we went and saw Boogie and the Yo-Yos. Have you ever seen Boogie and the Yo-Yos, Zommer?
I think I have. I don't remember exactly. I've seen a lot of local bands like them, at least.
They're a great band based out of, I believe, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Appleton.
And they play all over, and they always play at Cheese Days. You've heard me talk about them, usually a Saturday feature at Cheese Days. Well, this year, the Monroe County or the Monroe Chamber of Commerce kicked off their downtown summer concert series with Boogie and the Yo-Yos. Because, of course, this year is not Cheese Days. It's so big, it only happens every other year. And so they brought Boogie in, And I've been wanting to do this. Here you go. For those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, there is my Boogie and the Yo-Yos t-shirt. Pretty cool t-shirt. So I did that. It was just a great concert. Made you feel good. Came back on Sunday, had a brunch here in Madison. It was a big brunch weekend for me. Had brunch on Sunday with the Wheats and the Hollies, and then kind of worked on the show and chilled out on the rest of it. Still smoky across much of Wisconsin due to those Canadian wildfires. Still bringing down, did not get as much rain, I think, as they were thinking, although they're saying now tomorrow more rain and thunderstorms, some of which in some parts of the state could be severe. We'll keep you up to date on that as well. Going to be a big show here today. Coming up at 2:35, State Senator Kelda Royce from the 26th District of Wisconsin, member of the Joint Committee on Finance, will be here in studio. Will the Joint Finance move to doing some things on taxes? Is there any progress being made? We'll get an update from Senator Royce on that. And then just after the 3 o'clock hour, Tom Kirchner of Wisconsin Watch will be in and talking about a fact check on some of the GOP things, as well as news here in Wisconsin on vaccines. So we'll talk to Tom about that and other things over the weekend as well. In hour two, what's worse for you? And I've got a story. I was going to tell it at the top of the show, but I think I'll wait until hour number two because it is timely, timely indeed. Remember how I've said on this show before, I've been adamant that in Wisconsin, it's right turn, no stop. That you could just go on a...
Maybe, I mean...
Maybe not.
It's not supposed to be.
Maybe not. Stay tuned. I've got a story about that in hour two. And also, I know Jane Matinera, a friend and colleague of Matinera on air, and Greg Bach touched on this morning. But from the news of the wild and wacky of politics, Iowa's U.S. Senator Joni Ernst, not holding back, being very, very honest. So we'll get to her kind of crazy comments and much, much more, including the Trumpster tweeting out, and I'm not making this up, the Trumpster tweets out over the weekend that he believes that Joe Biden is dead, and what we currently see is like a Sith or an android.
And not only that he's dead, but that he was executed in 2020.
Here's the actual tweet from his Truth Social.
Which, to be fair, he reposted. He did not say this, but
he reposted. Thank you.
The implication is that he agrees with it.
He reposted this from someone else on his Truth Social network. The quote is, quote, "There is no hashtag Joe Biden executed in 2020. Hashtag Biden clones, doubles, and robotic engineered soulless, mindless entities are now what you see. Hashtag Democrats don't know the difference." Unquote. There's more. And you know, unfortunately, Trump got a lot of what he wanted on this, which are people, particularly left-leaning pundits, the like, saying, oh my gosh, 25th Amendment, Donald Trump's incompetent, you know, the dementia, blah, blah, blah. It ain't that, in my opinion. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's to get us to spend the next hour talking about that tweet out there instead of talking about what's going on in Washington and the cuts to Medicaid and Medicare and the tax breaks for billionaires in this country, the 1%, and getting us off kilter. So fine, I mentioned it. We might talk a little bit more about it, but that ain't going to be the focus of the show.
But again, I agree. I think it is a distraction.
It's the news of the wild and the wacky. Tony Zimmerman watching on YouTube says, someone clearly watched Star Wars, right? The Clone Wars. You're absolutely right, Tony. I read an article, I think, on The Intellectualist. What is He'd like you to talk about anything but his bill. Yes, you're right. I saw an article or a post by The Intellectualist over the weekend. Spooky. Talking about the continued rise of AI and where this is going. And the fact that this whole thing about clones and synth. It ain't 100% made up. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But within the next 50 years, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be something. So anyway, all that and more coming up on today's show. But right now it's 14 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Time once again for this year's edition of Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. Here we go. And it's 2 bad feet on the dashboard. Start us off. It's time once again for this summer's edition of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. This is very big. For those who have been with us for a while, you know how it goes. Every time we do this, not just on our show, but on others, you'll have a chance that hour to win either a $100 Benjamin Franklin cold hard cash bill, or B, a pair, that's two, a deuce, of Brewer tickets in our beautiful club-level seats. And then at the end of the two-week contest, two lucky grand prize winners will be randomly drawn by a computer, and you'll either get it a Baraboo Area Dells getaway or a beautiful Door County getaway, and each vacation comes with cards for gas. How about that, Summers? So, very, very excited. And we're going to give you a word this hour. You download the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your app store, Apple or Android. Type in the search bar, Civic, C-I-V-I-C Media. It'll pop up. Click on it. Takes less than a minute to download. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Then you open that up. The first 11 stations are the ones we're on. Click on one of those. In the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. All right? And I'm going to give you a word here in a minute. And text us the following word in a second. But here's the caveat. Now, in years, or well, I guess in years, but in contests past, there has been this internal pitting of my very good friend and colleague, the wonderful and talented Jane Matinere. Again, and there's, well, who could get the most text to win? And we had won, quote unquote, the first couple of times. And then the last contest, Jane beat our posteriors. And it was named the internal text to win queen. Well, apparently now they've retired her text to win jersey because she's not a part of this one. They've given us a new, and Jane was never our nemesis, but they've given us a new nemesis in the face of nationally syndicated Tom Hartman, the most popular liberal talk progressive program in America. He is the number 9 talk show in America. And they've pitted our little show against his. And he's going to get the word every day by carrier pigeon because he's very green. He'll get the word by carrier pigeon. He'll unroll it. He'll give you a word during his show. We'll give you a word during our show. Here's the deal. If we beat Tom Hartman, I'm told they're taking us national. So right there, that's very, very big news. So here we go. The text to win word for this hour is brew. The text to win word is brew. B-R-E-W. Brew. The word is brew. B-R-E-W. The Witch's Brew. So help yourself, first and foremost. By the way, up for grabs this hour, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets. So that's fantastic. Help yourself out. Win the tickets. And then secondarily, help us reclaim our Text to Win contest trophy and beat Tom Hartman.
And you know, unlike our show, if we beat Tom Hartman, this contest is statewide.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. This is a statewide contest. The lawyers insist that we must tell you that. So join our statewide contest all the next 2 weeks here. We're going to have a word for you during Kreitlow's show at 7 a.m., during the Hartman show at 11, our show at 2, and Maggie Dawn's show at 4. Every day for the next 2 weeks, be listening, and we'll give you a word, and you can win either those Brewer tickets, $100, or those lovely prizes to the Baraboo Dells area, and the Door County getaway. I've heard now, I cannot confirm this, I've heard that the Door County getaway includes a jar of cherry bounce. So
that would be very nice.
That would be big if true.
Yes, I was just going to say, as the kids say, big if true.
We don't know. But what is true is you can win a pair of Brewer tickets. Text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, right now for our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Back with some headlines after this. It's the Tom Allball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes now past the hour, 2 o'clock on this Monday. We're into June. Can you believe it? Lots more graduations happening this time of year. People starting their whole new chapter after either high school or college. Allergies, by the way, are still killing me. I'm sorry about the voice. A little scratchy, a little rough, rusty. I feel like it's getting better. But I know people all over the state are really struggling this year. Lots of tree pollen allergies right now. Right in the middle of our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, up for grabs this hour. This contest ends at 3 o'clock sharp. So text in while you can. Up for grabs. Two pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Simply go to the Civic Media app and text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, B-R-E-W, on the Civic Media app. You too then will be entered in for those two free Milwaukee Brewer tickets in our beautiful club level seats right on the third base row. You can look right down into the Brewers dugout. They're phenomenal. And then also, everybody who enters over the next 2 weeks will be eligible. We're giving away two great grand prizes. A Wisconsin vacation in either the Baraboo Dells area or Door County. And we're giving you gas money to get there. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, watcher on Facebook, says if the contest rules are too complicated, feel free just to award the prize to me. I'm willing to make that sacrifice. Jeff Perry is nothing if not humble and helpful. I appreciate that, Mr. Perry. We'll see. Speaking of the Brewers, boy, a great series for Milwaukee. They swept the Phillies, but got a little hairy yesterday. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Milwaukee Brewers removed outfielder Christian Yelich from the game in the third inning at Citizens Park Bank after he was struck in the hand by a pitch. X-rays, thank goodness, were negative, and the Brewers officially labeled the injury a right-hand contusion, and manager Pat Murphy said Yelich will be day-to-day. Quote, thank God, unquote, Murphy said. I think a lot of us were thinking that after that pitch yesterday. After Yelich absorbed the pitch from Phillies starter Ranger Suarez in the first inning, he stayed in the game to run the bases after a brief check from the Brewers' training staff. Eric Haas pinch hit for him in the third inning, that is. Yelich was having trouble gripping the bat when he went back to the dugout in the first inning, which made him fear the injury was potentially worse. But again, X-rays showed there was no broken bones. Quote, that was good news, Yelich said. I felt like I was going 50-50 going in there. Just really was a swelling thing and had nothing but what was not being able to grip the bat. Not too much pain when I was taking swings at the bottom of the first, unquote. So there you go. Hopefully Yelich can do a little. Our old football coach from Richland Center, the late great Vitus Rip, was fond of saying, oh, geez, give a little hot, cold. 5 minutes hot, 5 minutes cold. Whirlpool it. Whirlpool the hand. But I'm sure they've got a great training staff there at the Brewers. And hopefully Yelich can be back in action soon. But how about that? The Brewers, they are hot right now.
What is it, 7 in a row?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, that's not what I expected.
Well, I'm very happy for him. I'm very happy. So our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will be in throughout the day to give us some updates on the Brewers as well. 27 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Let's do this Joni Ernst thing. She held this town hall in Iowa, her home state, where she's a U.S. senator. And I guess I'll give her credit for facing people and having a town hall more than guys like Ron Johnson and Derek Van Orten are doing here in Wisconsin. But one person yelled out after she wouldn't answer the question that you're gonna kill people. Here's what happened.
And yeah, it might be a little hard to hear because it's someone recording on their phone, but this is what happened.
Joni Ernst, after someone said, look, people are going to die. And she's like, well, everybody's going to die. I mean, that's cold. That is chilling. Icy, the Ice Princess, Joni Ernst. No, is she a Tin Man? Has she got no heart? So then she tried to make up for it over the weekend. Somebody in her staff said, look, you better offer an apology. I really thought this was AI at first. But no, Joni Ernst recorded this in a cemetery. No joke. In a cemetery, this was Senator Ernst's apology.
Hello, everyone. I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely apologize for a statement that I made yesterday at my town hall. See, I was in the process of answering a question that had been asked by an audience member when a woman who was extremely distraught screamed out from the back corner of the auditorium, people are going to die. And I made an incorrect assumption that everyone in the auditorium understood that, yes, we are all going to perish from this earth. So I apologize. And I'm really, really glad that I did not have to bring up the subject of the Tooth Fairy as well. But for those that would like to see eternal and everlasting life, I encourage you to embrace my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I don't know what to say to that.
As One broadcaster likes to say, that deserves a wow. I mean, that's pretty sick. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but next we're going to talk about with State Senator Kelda Royce about some things that are actually happening to help people in Wisconsin. Back after this is the Todd Allball Show for a Monday. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The suspect accused of injuring 12 people in Boulder, Colorado, as they express support for Israeli hostages in Gaza, is an Egyptian national with an expired visa who had applied for asylum.
The Trump administration has raised the asylum threshold, so he could still enter the country on a tourist visa today, but he might not be allowed to even begin the asylum process.
CBS's Nancy Cortez. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt addresses rising anti-Semitism.
The reality is blaming Jews in America for instance you don't like abroad, that's insane. And when it happened to Asian Americans around the COVID crisis because people were upset about China, we all called it out.
Correspondent Scott McFarland tells us Pamela Hemphill is rejecting the pardon she and 1,500 others got from the president for charges related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
She says, I just wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I wouldn't be right with God if I accepted a pardon for something we all clearly did.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
On to Cincinnati.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball,
the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds. The crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich. Hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander, Ranger Suarez, in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so. You don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Clint Eastwood is tired of sequels, franchises, and remakes. Join the club, bruh. The four-time Oscar winner is a spry 95 years old and says he misses the days when writers would hole up in a bungalow on a studio lot and churn out movies like Casablanca. The 95-year-old star of In the Line of Fire and the director of Juror No. 2 says he plans on working for a long time. Eastwood says he'll work as long as he can still learn something or until he is truly senile. 95, a sense of humor, still making movies, and he can probably take you. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like good old-fashioned manhunts, check out American Manhunt, The Search for Osama Bin Laden. At first, I had no desire to relive 9/11, but watching it with my kids was an experience. The American Manhunt series, not to be confused with Manhunt, The Search for America's Most Gorgeous Male Model, includes two other mini-docs, The Search for O.J. Simpson and the Boston Marathon Bombing. All the series can be watched good old-fashioned binge-style on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, some showers moving in. Southerly winds gusty, morning lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, some showers and storms, some of the rain locally heavy. Southerly breeze going to the northwest will be gusty, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 73.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now, too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was, too, when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. The aforementioned Pat Kreitlow will be here. And board games are good for you. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
What you don't know, what you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city. And all you're ever gonna be is me. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me. And all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean?
There's a reason Zomers is the best in the business, because he dials up all the appropriate music. Well done, Mr. Zomers. A little Swifty for you there. Taylor Swift, Why You Gotta Be So Mean, right before the break. Welcome back, by the way, to the Todd Allball Show. 35 past the hour, 2 o'clock on Civic Media. Before the break, we played the cut from U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa over the weekend. I'll give her credit, like I say, at least she showed up for a live town hall in Iowa. But when someone yelled out, look, these cuts you guys are doing in D.C., for Medicaid, it's going to kill people. And she replied with, well, we're all going to die sometime. Pretty cold. And then she attempted an apology, which she shot on her phone in a cemetery, in which she half-baked an apology. And she said, well, I guess we'll have to tell people there's no tooth fairy either. And then try to bring a religion into this. Joining me at the table, as she has here through the budget process, we are so thankful for it, the state senator from the 26th district here in Dane County, including parts of Madison, State Senator Kelda Royce. Senator, first of all, thanks for being here. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Todd.
Great to see you. I don't want to spend too much time on Washington, but boy, I, you know, as a former member of the Republican Party, someone who's helped with Dem races, like I don't know anybody from any party where that is an appropriate answer, let alone an attempted apology.
Yeah, that sounds less like an apology and more like an audition for the next cartoon villain.
Yeah, right? Right?
Yeah. You know, I think the sort of callousness, I mean, who cares? I mean, if you don't care about your constituents, but these are people's family members and their loved ones that you're just talking about. And I think we cannot lose sight of the fact that Medicaid is what makes people's lives possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want to cut that, then you have to take responsibility. And I guess we should give her credit for saying, yeah, people are going to die. And that's too bad, so sad. And if, you know, she doesn't care about that, well, at least we know. But I don't think that's a very good way to live. And I certainly don't think it's a good way to govern.
And it's another unfortunate but good reminder that Wisconsin's senior U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has been saying he's opposed to this Trump reconciliation bill. But again, I would say for the wrong reasons, because right. He doesn't think it goes far enough in cutting Medicaid.
I mean, that to me, that is just insane. You know, the idea that not enough people are going to lose their health insurance and their lives, not enough hungry kids in Wisconsin. He wants more. But, you know, this is a guy who is totally out of touch. He's been a millionaire ever since he married into his wife's family's money.
Exactly. His wife is the one that had the money.
Well, and you know, I mean, if it was up to him, he'd be feeding us all microplastics, right? Because more profits for him. Why not? Yeah. And I just think that approach to the world is so, I don't know, it's just absolutely devoid of any kind of care or consideration for other people. I don't get that.
I think that, again, I don't want to spend too much time, but as a former Republican, I don't remember when I first got into the political game in the early 90s. working. I don't remember sitting in caucuses or in my former boss's office and hearing those types of mean-spirited discussions. It was more, oh, how much should we cut taxes? Or how much should we fund this? It wasn't like, I mean, somebody...
People weren't cheering people losing their health insurance and getting fired and, you know, their kids going hungry. Nobody, you know, you might say, well, that's unfortunate. We can't pay as much as we want for those programs. But people were not enthusiastically cheering other than, you know.
And by the time the party did change and former state senator Laura Vukmir, she was a former nurse and talked like that. And former Senate Majority Leader and President Mike Ellis at the time, God rest his soul, I can tell the story now. In private, he said, you know what she is? She's bat crap crazy because you know what? She's bat crap crazy. I mean, people that knew how to be a legislator would never directly hurt people.
Well, you know, when I think about why I care about politics, why I'm interested in public policy, it's because I love people. I want everyone to thrive. I want every kid that grows up in the state to have the same kind of opportunities that I did, you know, not growing up wealthy, but growing up on the edge of the middle class and having the opportunity to be the best version of myself. And my gosh, I mean, why wouldn't we want that for every single kid? It benefits us all. Someday I'm going to be old. I'm going to need doctors and nurses taking care of me. You know, I'm going to need librarians. I'm going to need people cleaning the streets so it's safe. You know, we need each other in society. And I think the idea that, you know, people are just disposable and we can all live in isolation from each other, I just think it's factually wrong. It's very stupid and short-sighted.
So let's get down to brass tacks, what this means in terms of, again, the potential cuts. It's a good reminder, a good opportunity for a bad reminder that what's happening in Washington has implications across the state of Wisconsin. I think one of the things that I didn't bring up, and that's on me last time we talked, was unfortunately, there are stigmas and stereotypes that get perpetuated by Republican narratives that somehow these are, quote unquote, lazy people collecting benefits. And explain, particularly for Wisconsin's veterans, what these cuts mean.
Well, one in two nursing home beds in the state is paid for with Medicare dollars, not Medicaid, Medicare. So we lose Medicaid, we are going to see massive closures of nursing homes, and those folks are going to have nowhere to go. Let's talk about kids. Lazy people, you know, one in every three kids, one in every three births are covered by Medicaid. And for adults on Medicaid, 68% are working. And when you think about the fact that we also cover one in two nursing home beds, think about the vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working. And it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy. And now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built. And they are trying to dismantle it. And with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
We're talking with State Senator Kelda Royce from the 26th District here in the city of Madison. She is also a member of the Joint Committee on Finance, which is in the middle, supposedly. That's not a knock on you, Senator, but rather on your colleagues on the other side of the aisle. They're supposed to be putting together a state budget, but give us an update. What's happened since the last time we talked to you?
This is where we need that kind of like thinking music or the Jeopardy. Dun, 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 dun. Because really not much. I mean, here we are in June, and we've just played tiddlywinks, essentially. We've had a couple of small agencies that we've done the executive sessions, but no major decisions. In fact, the Republicans have yet to even put out their tax plan that they saved Senate Bill 1, the very first bill that they were supposed to introduce the session, they saved it for. And here we are 6 months in and they haven't introduced it. And I think it's because they know it's going to be really unpopular. They don't want to show their work here. They're hoping to kind of cut a backroom deal and never have to talk about what they're advocating for. And I just think that's outrageous.
I think as I thank you.
There we go.
There you go. Zombers on the sound effects. I think as I we had Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez on the show last week, and she's been traveling around, as you know, to all 72 counties in Wisconsin as we travel around for this show. I think what most Wisconsinites are like, well, just get the job done. And I asked her directly. I said, we hear all these reports. You know, the governor doesn't want to negotiate or meet the Republicans. I said, where's the truth here? And she said, look, from our point of view, from the administration, we're ready to meet. We're trying to. From a legislative side, Senator Royce, what are you seeing? Is there any Is there any sort of real progress in because at the end of the day, correct me if I'm wrong, the legislature, at least JFC, is going to have to come up, pass something, and then the governor is going to have to either veto the entire thing or can use his line item of veto again and do it that way. But it wouldn't be real great if the Republican legislature just passes something they know is going to be automatically wholly vetoed.
Right. I mean, that would be bad for Wisconsin because we're going to miss deadlines, and that means school districts and local governments will have no idea what they can spend. It also means we're in a little bit of a race against the clock with the horrible cuts that are being proposed federally. I mean, there's $2 billion that Wisconsin could access that will disappear if the Republicans in Washington get their way and we do not expand Badger Care. And I think we've got to expand Badger Care this year to save it because this is our last chance. And the cost to continue without getting that $2 billion incentive payment that's about to go away. Otherwise, it has to come out of all of our pockets. It has to come out of our existing taxes. And that is a huge cost.
And there again, Badger Care. I was a small business owner, owned a coffee shop. I know you're an entrepreneur, small business owner. This is not a reward for quote unquote doing nothing. This is rewarding people for being entrepreneurs in this state,
right,
and helping them out.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you know, Medicaid, Badger Care, it's the same program, essentially. It is, in many ways, it's a subsidy to small businesses and to other employers who don't pay their employees enough that they're able to buy health insurance on the Affordable Care Act marketplace and don't have employer-based plans, right? So, you know, it's it is helping, again, bolster that workforce.
I've told this story before on the air. I don't think with you here, but when I have my coffee shop, I suffer from really bad allergies, like I am right now, and sometimes like ear infections. I went for it to refill a prescription. I had to go in person. The cost for that office visit, without anything, was $435, and my doctor never laid a hand on me. Just, you know, 10 minutes. All right, there you go.
Right.
$430. And the prescription cost me $10.
Right.
And so, again, for people that say, well, I'm kind of on the Republican side here. We got to make people earn their keep. This is not a giveaway. This is a hand up, as
absolutely,
former Republican Tommy Thompson used to say.
Right. I mean, it's a building block of our economy, right? We take this away and our workforce collapses. It's in that way. It is like childcare. It's like housing, right? It's something that you need for people to be able to work and be productive and, you know, be the best, most thriving version of themselves.
Yeah. About 3 minutes left here before the first break. What are your colleagues on the Joint Finance Committee? What is the Democratic caucus right now? Again, just what is your priority here to that you want people across Wisconsin to know that it's a priority for you folks?
Well, I would say number one, the thing we heard over and over again is kids. People want their K-12 public schools funded. And that was true in Wausau and Hayward and West Allis and in every corner of the state. And that's been true for years. Our kids, the kids who just graduated from college since they were in kindergarten, have not gotten an inflationary increase in school funding. And that is wrong. So a budget that does not meet the needs of our kids must be vetoed. A budget that does not invest anything in childcare with an industry that is on the verge of collapse must be vetoed. And of course, a budget that does not provide what's needed for the universities of Wisconsin to continue being the economic engine of the state must be vetoed.
And you know, I mean, we're outside the Capitol, so I'll mix in a little politics here in the last 90 seconds. I mean, I think there's a real possibility with now fairer maps that Republicans' majority in the state Senate next year, it ain't assured this time.
That's right. In fact, I think the Republicans are going to have a very difficult time holding on to the majority, especially given, you know, the corruption and the cruelty that we're seeing from Republicans in Washington and seeing that mirrored here at the state level. You know, this is a pragmatic state. It's a purple state. And I think the Republicans have gone so far to the right. They've gone complete MAGA in the Capitol. And that is not what Wisconsin voters want. Mm-hmm. Now they're seeing the impacts. They're seeing the chaos with the tariffs, you know, all the attacks and the vengeance. And that it's bad for our economy. And I think they're going to lose.
Yeah. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more with State Senator Kelda Royce. We'll talk about the fact that it is Pride Month and Democrats have a couple of pieces of legislation. We'll discuss that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Big enough so you can have it all your
gotta be so.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Now go stand in the corner and think about what you did.
Welcome back to the Dollarball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes now before the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us. Our guest this half hour, the state senator of the 26th District here in the Madison area, Kelda Royce. Senator, glad to have you here. I know over the weekend, for those around the state might not have heard it, but one of our major hospitals here in Madison, Unity Point Meritor, Meritor, came to a resolution, at least temporarily or initially, with the nurses' union there. They had been on strike. My Aunt Peggy was a longtime nurse in the city. Have a deep respect for them. And this is about patient safety as much as the rights of nurses.
Absolutely. And I'm delighted. I mean, these nurses work their butts off. Sorry.
Radio. No, absolutely.
You know, and the idea that, you know, when you walk into a hospital, you take it for granted that there are guardrails in place so that you're going to be taken care of. And if you press that button, the nurse is going to be able to show up. If you crash after surgery, that a nurse is going to be there immediately, you know, helping revive you. And the reality is, like, nurses who were hailed as heroes during the pandemic were not getting their fair share. We've got a profit-driven healthcare system, and the providers, the ones who do the care, were not getting what they needed.
Yeah. So it appears, I think the details are being worked out, but it appears that there's a settlement been reached, and that's good all the way around.
Absolutely.
We want our nurses taken care of here in the state of Wisconsin.
As much as I loved being on the picket line with them and, you know, going to vigils and giving speeches, I would much rather have those nurses in the hospital where they want to be by your bedside.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about legislation coming out of the Democratic caucus. The LGBTQ caucus chair, according to WisPolitics today, Mark Spritzer, argued that Wisconsin should update its constitution to ensure that no residence's marriage are in doubt. He, along with Representative Snodgrass, Democrat of Appleton, presented a bill that she authored that would ban conversion therapy in the state and also looking at protecting same-sex marriage as well.
Absolutely. I think we saw that after Dobbs' decision overturned 50 years of abortion rights, and the court, some members of the court clearly signaled that gay marriage was next. Mm-hmm. So Wisconsin cannot afford to have this discriminatory amendment in our constitution that puts people's families in jeopardy, right? I mean, if the Supreme Court does overturn the right to gay marriage, Wisconsin families could see their marriages essentially challenged in court. And that would be devastating. You know, kids deserve the protection, the legal protections of having two parents if their parents are married or if they're same-sex parents. And we need our laws to reflect that and to be fair.
I think this is a really great point. And you're an attorney, graduate of UW Law School here in Madison. And obviously, nobody knows the future. Let's say the worst happens and the Dobbs overturned that, the amendment that, or the decision that codified marriage equality in the Supreme Court.
Let's say
that
was,
thank you.
Sorry.
It's the sinus drugs, I mean, the allergy drugs that I'm on right now, everybody. Let's say if the worst happens. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that individuals who are already legally married are grandfathered in, or we don't know that unless it happens?
We just don't know. I mean, that's the really scary, scary thing. When the Dobbs decision came down, it didn't settle the question or, quote, send it back to the states. It created an absolutely chaotic landscape where people were saying, oh, my God, is this Civil War era law back in force? And millions of women overnight lost their rights and lost access to care because people were unsure. We now see maternal mortality skyrocketing around the country. And we will see that same kind of cascade of politicians who oppose gay rights doing everything in their power to try to destroy existing families and to argue, oh, yeah, your family's not real, and take away protections that those families rely on. So hospitals could deny visitation rights like they used to. You could be denied from making medical decisions for your partner or for your child. You could be barred from going to school events, you know, your kid's end of the year graduation or school concert, right? I mean, there's all kinds of horrible things that being married is a bit of a protection against, right? Because it says you are in this family. And we don't want to go back to the bad old days where the kind of family you are or who you happen to be married to could be cause for discrimination.
My favorite quote about marriage equality comes from Willie Nelson when asked if he supported it, and he told Rolling Stone magazine, I'm all for it. He goes, they might as well be as miserable as the rest of us. So I always like that one.
Oh, poor Willie's wife.
I know, right? Look, as a person who happens to be gay myself, one of the most dreadful things, in my opinion, is this conversion therapy stuff, or so-called.
Oh, I know. This is horrible.
And if you haven't heard about it, the short version is, it is where people believe that you can take a gay individual, usually a child or a teenager, and either, quote-unquote, pray it away or send them to counseling to somehow make them straight. And I always tell people, not always, I don't really do it anymore, but when it comes up and people would ask, I'm really not offended by the question, like, well, when did you decide to become gay? And I always say, well, at what point, what day can you name me when you said I'm straight? And it's just either are or you aren't.
Yeah, I mean, I think the cruelty here, we have to understand that conversion therapy is not therapy. It is abuse.
Yes.
And it causes real harm, especially to kids. And that's why this ban is really important, because it basically says if you get a license to practice from the state of Wisconsin that says you're a mental health professional, you're a counselor, you're a therapist, psychologist, that you may not engage in this totally discredited, anti-scientific, abusive practice. Now, if you're an adult and you want to find a priest to help you pray away the gay, that's your choice. But you can't hold yourself out as a mental health professional that's licensed by the state of Wisconsin and then abuse people in this way. And to me, that's, you know, that's something I'm very proud to be a part of. And, you know, we have the largest LGBTQ caucus in the state history, and I'm really proud to be a part of that. And proud for us to all be authoring this bill together.
Well, we're here in June is Pride Month, and I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate the caucus's efforts, because at the end of the day, I think most people are just like, hey, I just want to be treated like anybody else.
Absolutely.
And be part of the community.
Yeah. I mean, listen, no matter who you are or where you're from, you should have the same rights.
Yeah. Absolutely. State Senator Kelda Royce, we appreciate you. Hopefully by next week, your colleagues in Joint Finance will bring you in. So we'll find out.
Let's do it.
All right. She'll be back next week. We'll be back after the top of the news, weather, and sports. It's the All Ball Show for Monday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Text BREW for your chance to win.
That's right. Text BREW.
BREW.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack on people calling attention to Israeli hostages is facing multiple state and federal charges, as correspondent Matt Piper reports.
12 people were injured in the attack. 2 remain hospitalized. They were among a group marching to support Israeli hostages in Gaza when police say Mohammed Salomon hurled Molotov cocktails and had another 16 unused. Acting U.S. Attorney Bishop Gruhl.
When he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
The suspect is facing multiple felony charges as well as a federal hate crime charge. An affidavit says he had been planning the attack for a year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The U.S. is deploying 150 federal firefighting personnel to Canada to help tackle the widening threat from dozens of wildfires that have sent more than 25,000 people fleeing their homes, and which is sending smoke.